Jerry, good morning. I would just like to bring to your attention that the bus 272 route from Ballybunion to Tralee via Listowel left people behind at Listowel this morning. I was unable to pick up any passengers in Fanoog, Lixnaw and Abbeydorney due to the bus being full. This was a recurring problem last year. The bus was full most mornings when leaving Listowel. I contacted several public representatives and we're awaiting a response. I'm urging you to raise this issue on your programme because it's going to become a serious problem. There needs to be an extra early morning bus service from Listowel to Tralee to facilitate workers and students going to college. I look forward to hearing from you. That's Daniel's view. Patrick gets in touch as well. Bus route 272, Ballybunion to Tralee via Listowel, Lixnaw, Fanoog, Abbeydorney, packed this morning. A load were left behind in Listowel. People left behind too in Fanoog, Lixnaw and Abbeydorney because the bus was full. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is a man who contacted us early this morning, and that is Sinn Féin councillor Tom Barry. Tom, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. Now, this isn't the first time we've talked about this. This happened last year as well. And you were in contact in advance of this week with Bus Éireann trying to, I suppose, prevent this from happening. Is that right?
That's right, Jerry. I suppose this issue first raised its head a number of years ago, and 3 or 4 years ago, when large numbers of people were being left behind in Listowel, as one of your listeners said there, and at other stops along the route. I engaged that time with Bus Éireann and the National Transport Authority, and eventually, we got the second bus on. But unfortunately, every year since, around this time of the year, people find themselves that they are being left behind. Once the colleges start going back full-time again, and once that route gets busier, people are being left behind. And I contacted Bus Éireann last week in advance of this, because I knew it happened last year and the year before. And I urged him to please provide the second bus from this week going forward, because I knew the colleges were open full time, the schools were, everyone was back full time. Now, what I was told was that they were monitoring the numbers, and as soon as the numbers increased, that they would put on the second bus. Now, again, this morning, my phone started hopping at 8 o'clock. People left behind again from the store, and as you said, in Lixnaw and Fanoog and Abbeydorney, and some children in fact left behind in Abbeydorney. And it's, I can understand the frustration, Jerry. I mean, Bus Éireann and the National Transport Authority have been given advance warning of this. It's happened for the last number of years. So why can they not just know the dates that the colleges are opening, when they're opening full time, when the demand increases dramatically and suddenly, and they should have that second bus on? No, look, on the footnote to that, I was in contact with Bus Éireann this morning straight away, rang them a number of times, and thankfully they came back to me there about 10 minutes ago and confirmed that they will be putting on the second bus route tomorrow morning on. And that's great, and we welcome that. But I feel a bit of forward thinking is required here. And why, they know that this is happening for the past number of years at this time of the year, and why can they not just have that second bus on and prevent this heartache that people had to go through again this morning, but being left behind, left in the side of the road, jobs to go to, colleges to go to, probably have to ring parents now to come maybe from places like My Van and other areas and not carrying further to drop them into college. It's not good enough. We need better forward planning in this, because we know the situation is going to continue to raise its head every year.
This may be as well an issue for people who can't live in Tralee, or maybe who can't afford accommodation or other things like that. They're relying on the commute. They have to commute to college. It's a busy time, as you said, lots of people on the road, and they rely on public transport. And this is it's a recurring issue, I suppose. So that's a disappointing element of it. Are you hoping it will be fixed, that this will be the last morning it happens, for instance?
I hope it is. No, Bus Éireann, they rang, they kind of got back to me there, and they said, look, that they can only provide, I suppose, the second bus when it's available, you know. Now, my point that I made to them was that I've been highlighting this since the last 3 years or more. They know that it's an ongoing, it's not a new situation. It hasn't just raised its head. No, it's ongoing. And they've had plenty of time to address it. Now they've told me that they will have the bus on, it will be back there tomorrow again. But I mean, we shouldn't have to fight this fight every year, Jerry, and the students and other people that are trying to get into work. They shouldn't have to fight this fight and have just the worry of, you know, and they're not knowing, is the bus going to be there in the morning or is it not going to be there? It's like, it should be an easy fix in terms. Yeah. I mean, the National Transport Authority, they provide the routes.
They provide the drivers, but there's a problem with drivers. It's a European-wide problem, by the way, as well. A shortage of drivers for buses right across Europe, including here in Ireland. Is that part of the problem here? That Bus Éireann can't be flexible enough to provide a second bus because there are short of drivers? And how do we solve that problem?
Well, I think, you see, Gerry, we're urging people to use public transport. That's the mantra that's been put out there for people, encouraging people to use public transport. So if you're going to be encouraging people to use the transport, you have to provide the service, you know. And I mean, if it is an issue with lack of drivers, then we have to be looking why can't they get the drivers? What's the cause of this? Why isn't that an attractive proposition, you know, for people to apply for these jobs? So I mean, I'm all for public transport, and I mean there has been a big improvement in overall with the numbers of people using. But I mean, if you're going to provide, if you're urging people to provide it, then you have to come up and make sure that the service is there. And if there are issues like lack of drivers available, then we have to address this and look into why is there a lack of drivers, why is there a lack of people applying for these positions, and probably make the whole proposition more attractive to them.
All right, and we'll see what happens in a response. We've contacted them for a response on this as well to see what are the issues and why they were caused and what they will try to do. Okay, let me ask you this. Tom, you were at Kerry County Council yesterday as well, listening to the 14 candidates that came before yourselves. What do you think is going to happen next Monday? Will the council support, first of all, the idea of nominating somebody before they would take a vote on who they would nominate, based on what you heard yesterday?
Based on what I heard yesterday from some councillors, I'm just speaking, they possibly will. I know that some councillors are talking about some candidates, you know, that they will be looking for support for them. I listened and I asked questions yesterday to a number of the candidates. There was 14 in total, and many from different backgrounds and different beliefs and different views. Look, it's a democratic process, Gerry. It has to be followed. I was a bit surprised yesterday by the fact that so many of the candidates, they weren't aware of the role of president. They felt that they would have had more executive powers than what the presidential role actually, you know, has. You know, they were talking about, you know, fixing issues in housing and, you know, and homelessness and whatever. And my own feeling is there probably will be somebody proposed. That's the feeling I got yesterday. Now, whether I felt myself that there was a suitable candidate, or there was somebody that I would feel like proposing, I can genuinely say with the grace and respect to everybody that we met yesterday, one or two impressed me, but in overall, I wasn't overly impressed, you know. So that's been very genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if I take my, do you know what your party will do? Will be waiting until the 20th to find out if you'll have a candidate yourselves, if you'll vote for or support Catherine Connolly. Do you think Sinn Féin councillors will be free next Monday morning to support somebody, or will there be some indication that, you know what, we're going to support somebody or have our own candidate, so maybe don't allow anyone go forward or vote against the idea of the council nominating somebody?
No, I think we freedom of choice in relation to this jury. I haven't been told anything different by anyone within the party. My understanding is that the party are waiting until later on in the month to make an announcement. But as of now, I have freedom of choice as far as I'm concerned. If I want to nominate or support anybody at the moment,
okay.
But I'm just waiting for. Yeah. The party just have to come back, I suppose, and decide what themselves and what they've done.
Okay. All right, Tom. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so many for talking to us in the programme this morning. It's Councillor Tom Barry there of Sinn Féin. Talking about the 272 bus route and the issues therein, and hopefully Bus Éireann will get that sorted. We'll get a response back from them before too much longer as well, as to why 22 people were left on the side of the road across North Kerry today on that Ballybunion to Listowel bus route.